Opening schools will come with risks, but Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon feels that the community is in the position to handle the coronavirus. The county's infection rate has been below 1% for over a week now and has dropped to around 0.5% in the last few days. McMahon says his staff has been working overtime with districts to create safe plans.
There's no 100% risk mitigation plan in anything, but the lower we can get things by wearing proper PPE, by sanitizing, by testing. That puts us in a better position than the already great position we are with a 0.8 infection rate.
He adds that the county is ready and willing to partner and support any district that wants to test its employees. The county is also a partner of Syracuse University, which is welcoming back thousands of students this month. McMahon says students who break their mandated quarantine will be fined.
We're going to be all over this. The university has done a nice job setting the tone. We're going to set the tone. We're going to have teams that are going to go and make sure these kids are making good decisions.
As the county continues to test, trace, and prepare for the upcoming school year, they're also still waiting on word from Washington relating to the latest COVID-19 stimulus bill. McMahon says the White House proposed $150 billion for state and local governments.
Under $150 billion, if that's the number from the states and then the locals, we'll get something. Maybe we don't get cut as much as the state of New York. We will still need to restructure under that number. Restructure less, probably. But if that number gets higher, you know, 250, 300, 400, maybe we can survive this thing.
Federal representatives from the area have advocated for local government aid to help Onondaga County and Syracuse. McMahon said next week they'll be focusing on what cuts need to be made in order to balance the county budget as they wait for a decision from Congress. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.